From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A tragedy today in Binghamton, New York.
An individual went into an American Civic Services Center at 135 Front Street in Binghamton and has killed 12 or 13 people.
That was New York Governor David Paterson. The location is an Immigration Services Center. Other people have been wounded. Law enforcement officials say the gunman blocked the back door of the center with his car and then entered through the front door of the building while firing his weapon. That attacker is now reported to be dead. Law enforcement officials said he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Associated Press, citing law enforcement officials, also reports that the gunman carried ID showing the name Jiverly Vong and that he was 42 years old. As many as 40 people were held hostage in this situation. Joining us now from Binghamton is reporter Bill Jaker from NPR member station WSKG. Mr. Jaker, thanks so much for being there for us. Tell us what the local police chief is saying about the gunmen and the people who were inside the building when this happened.
Well, Michelle, the local police chief, Joseph Sikorsky, said that there are no living people left inside the American Civic Association building. Probably have been combing the building, trying to see if there might be any bodies in concealed areas. At the moment, things have calmed down considerably after one of the tensest days in many years in Binghamton. I'm presently right across the street from the American Civic Association building, and the police personnel standing around, police, sheriff, state police, do seem to be a lot more relaxed than they had been for a long time. So the crisis is over, and the traffic is beginning to move again on Main Street, so things are returning to normal in Binghamton.
What more can you tell us about the crisis? We reported the gunman is said to have barricaded the back door of that building with his vehicle. What happened after that?
After that, apparently, there was some alarm, a 911 call to police. Two other people were taken into custody. They were seen being removed from the building in handcuffs. We haven't gotten any definite information yet as to exactly who they might have to be. But the crisis began about 10:30 this morning, and about 1 o'clock or so, it began to rain very heavily, and what few people were able to get close to the building were really quite uncomfortable. That was really the most difficult part of the day.
Is there anything more you can tell us about what actually happens inside that building, the American Civic Association?
We don't know specifically, except it's a very busy place. I'm standing right across the street from there, and there's a sign on the message board that says Italian luncheon 11 to 1 on April 14th. This is an organization that works with emigres, with people who are studying for citizenship exams, but it's also something of a cultural center in Binghamton, and there are people of various ethnicities who will gather there. So it's always a very mixed kind of place and always very busy. But on any given day, you'd find many different kinds of activities.
And a place that is said to help immigrants work through citizenship and resettlement issues. Now, I understand that there might still be some confusion since the situation is just recently ended. Police are just getting their handle on this. But do you know anything more about the number of people who were killed, the number of people who were wounded?
No, we don't have anything definite. Mayor of Binghamton, Matt Ryan, is going to be holding a news conference at 5 o'clock, and we expect that we will probably be fully updated by then because they said the crisis situation, the worst of it, does seem to be over.
Mr. Jaker, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
That was Bill Jaker. He's with NPR member station WSKG. Thanks so much.